All right. Well, welcome, 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 everybody. My name is John Ramsey. This is the weekly Excellence Call. And I tell you what, get excited. And I mean this very sincerely. Get excited because this is the first time. I was just saying that before we started the recording, that the lady that I'm going to bring forth has a topic and a message that I don't believe has been shared before on this line. For those that know me, I'm a very spiritual person. I'm not a religious person, but I am a very spiritual person. And what I've been doing over the last several months is I've been seeking out people that have that same flavor, that same feeling about this incredible universe that we all live in. And I really believe that the lady we're going to bring forth this evening. By the way, if you have background noise, I'm going to make it easy for everybody. Hang on 1 second. And I'm going to mute the line.
Conference muted.
All right. So anyways, as I was saying, the lady that I'm going to bring forth here, is Bonnie Bradshaw. Let me tell you a little bit about Bonnie. Bonnie is the CEO of Code Red Ladies. And, you know, as I started really looking at Bonnie's situation, something in it that just spoke to me and said, you know what, this is a lady that has a message that everyone needs to hear. So I'm not going to say a lot. I'm going to let Bonnie do some of it. But here's the basic that I want to tell you. Bonnie is a speaker, a coach, and she's a very, very, very passionate about empowering women. And that's why I asked her to come on specifically, so that they can feel really, really, and as she puts it, glorious about themselves, and that they're proud of who they are, and they're excited about where they can, and are inspired to live their dreams. And, you know, I would encourage you. I'm going to give out her website right now, and I don't normally do that, but I'm going to also make sure that Bonnie gives it out at the end. But if you go to www.coderedladies.com, you'll get a better idea of who Bonnie is. The other thing that I want to tell you about Bonnie is she is a certified professional life coach and also an So with that, Bonnie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for having me. I'm excited and actually pretty humbled to be here tonight because I follow you, and I think you're very inspirational. I search you out every morning when I get on the Internet. You're the very first one that I check to see what you've put on here.
Wow. You're very kind, and no, folks, we didn't script that.
No, we didn't.
You know, that is, I feel very honored and that you would say such kind words about me, Bonnie. Well, the one thing that I would like you to do is we did speak briefly this afternoon. And here's what I asked Bonnie. I said, you know, the guests that I have on the calls, and for those that are, wow, we just had 10 new people pop on. Wow, that's awesome. But anyways, a lot of times it's an interview format, and then occasionally, it's a teaching format, and you know. And I asked Bonnie what would she prefer, because I always try to make it to what the guests would like. And Bonnie said she wanted to kind of combine the two. So I thought, hey, you know what? That's kind of neat. So let's do that. So I'm going to turn it over to Bonnie. And Bonnie, if you could, kind of just share your story, your journey, and how the heck you are, where you're at now, where you're going, and then you know. And then if you feel there's a point there where we should interact, then believe me, I'm going to start taking notes. And by the way, I'm taking notes with white paper and blue pen. And for the clients that are on the line, they'll know why that's the case. But anyway, so Bonnie, just go ahead and start sharing a little bit about yourself, if you will.
Okay. Well, I'm Bonnie Bradshaw, and I'm located in Suffolk, Virginia. And we're about 45 minutes from Virginia Beach, and I travel anywhere and everywhere that I'm invited to go. Started off years ago for children. And became therapeutic specialized foster parents, which means we didn't get the, you know, cute little babies and that, you know, their force. We go through training all the time, constantly, every month. And we got the harder cases with the 10-inch thick files and court and social workers and you name it. That's what, you know, we dealt with. And we had good outcomes. We've adopted through foster care, and those that we haven't adopted, a lot of them just come home. We are home whenever they want to. And so as time went on, the Lord just kept laying on my heart, my past and how I grew up, which I'll share with you, and what it really does to a person that is not as determined as I was. Growing up, it was almost as if I was outside of a glass house looking in. And I say that to say this. My family and how I grew up was the picture of everything I didn't want to be. And I knew that early on. And I've always been a very determined person, even very small. I went through every kind of abuse that you could possibly imagine. I was told that I was ugly and that I would never amount to anything and all my hopes and dreams would never come true. Nobody loved me and nobody ever loved me. And I was passed from person to person in the family. And a lot of things along the way happened. And I just knew, you know, that there was something bigger and better out there for me. And God just doesn't put people in families like that for no reason at all. So I back it up to when I was 5 years old. My family, anytime bills got tough, we would pack up. And at the time, I didn't realize why things were happening. You know, you just at the mercy of your parents or whoever's raising you. So in the middle of the night, we would pack up and just leave and go somewhere else. And that, later on, I found out was the reason why. So anyway, things just kind of went from one thing to another. And, you know, losing things along the way. One thing I can relate to as far as these foster children that we've had is do not know what they look like when they were little or babies or whatever because, you know, in foster care and the families just kind of, things just fall apart and they get lost. And that sounds trivial to some people, but in my case, getting, you know, picked up in the middle of the night and we're just here, there, we were Florida, New York, just everywhere. When I got married and started having children, and everybody was telling me, oh, they look just like, you know, Glenn, which is my husband, and it kind of bothers you, you know, that, well, what did I look like when I was younger? Well, I'm 50 now, and I'm finally getting some pictures or coming back into my life of what I actually look like young, not as an infant, but young. And I can see that my kids actually did look like me. So there's a lot of little things in life that we kind of take for granted. So backing up to all the things that I was told growing up and the way I was treated, when you get into adulthood, and being a foster parent, it kind of helped me to see this as well through the teenager's eyes other than my own. Either you internalize this information and it becomes who you really believe that you are or their lack of. And that's how you truly start developing into. Or you know that everybody's crazy and that's not who you are. When I was little, my mom and I really got into a big argument. And that morning, I'll never forget, and I ran out of the house, and somehow or another, I ran straight down the road into a church. So it had to have been on a Sunday. And a lady greeted me at the door, and she took me to Sunday school. And I just listened to everything that they had to say. I've always been the type of person, I take everything in. And during church service, the preacher at the very end, he just said, is there anybody that wants to accept Christ their Savior? Well, I took off running from the back of the church. You know, little kid, didn't know any better. I didn't care about class or what people thought of me. I just ran from the back of the church to the front of the church, grabbed the preacher and said, you know, I want to get saved. I want to know who Jesus is. So that day I got saved, and I just knew right, you know, from a very young age that God had something bigger and better in store for me. So I actually quit high school when I was 17, went and got my GED because I felt, you know, kids in high school, they date and they're, you know, worried about the boys and this and that and the other. And I just had bigger and better things in life that I was worried about. So I kind of felt like it was a waste of time when I could just run, go get my GED, which I wish I would have stayed in now. But I went and got my GED. I'm the only person in my history of my family that we've gone back that's ever graduated college. I love to learn and advance my career, and just any little thing that comes up, I want to learn about it. And so I'm very, very passionate about, you know, women and children. And I see from working with nonprofits that women are hurting. I mean, we live in a society right now who women really believe that they're nothing, they can't do it. They have dreams of starting their own businesses, but, you know, that's for somebody else. They have no clue. They don't know how. It's just not going to work. And they listen to so many people telling them that they can't, they won't, it'll never happen. And they get involved in marriages that are really horrible, and they just degrade them. And then they internalize that. So that's just dumping on top of everything else. And then you wind up going into, you know, the welfare systems and talking to these women, and it's all the same story. They've all been told the same thing. And I just, personally, I've had enough, because, you know, we are all made perfect in God's image.
Hey, Bonnie, can I interrupt you just for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
You just said something that really hit a spot with me, because I look at you, and I'm hearing the story you're sharing, and I have either A, coached people, or B, have been around people that have that same beginning story. Mm-hmm. However, they have chosen, and I truly believe it's a choice, they've chosen to go down a different road and become the victim instead of the victor.
True.
And you know, what is amazing to me is that what you just said is so true, that we live in an abundant universe, that God is a God of more than enough. If you look at the many names that God is known by, one of them is El Shaddai. And and the thing that amazes me is that when people say, well, I can't because of this, and I can't because of that. So tell everyone, and I know that you have already started to do this, but let's say you're speaking in front of, you know, because it looks like, I would venture to say we have the majority of the folks on the line tonight that are ladies. Some of them are my clients. And I would love for them to hear a little bit more of what would you say to that person that, you know, has that desire, has that passion, has that inner voice that speaks to them every night, speaks to them every morning, but for some reason they have not been able to make that happen in their life because they're living with the skeletons, the baggage, I call it the paradigm issues from the past. What would you say, you know, what would you say to that person, and what would you say is the very first thing that they must do?
The very first thing that they must do is realize this, and I don't know a lot of coaches that go this route, but what you've got to realize is we are all made the same way, and one person is not any better than another. And what is it that gives that person that told you that you are nothing or that you can't the right to tell you that? And what makes them the judge and juror on who you are when they didn't create you? And when you allow somebody to offer you this information and you internalize it, it's your choice to take it in. But once you take it in and it becomes a part of you, you're allowing that person control over your life. You said, okay, I'm not worthy, you're great, and you have life, and I life, and I'm giving it to you. Why would anybody do that? That's what I try to tell people. You don't allow somebody who does not have your best interest at heart, somebody who there's something about you that, number one, they're probably jealous about. You have something that they don't, and they don't like it. So the best thing to make them feel powerful is to hurt you. And when you allow that, then that feeds into them being a bully. And that's what it boils down to. And I know a lot of people right now who are adult bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And they like that power. And once we give that power to them, they become the victim. And they
become the victim
proud.
By choice, correct?
That's correct. Because we're giving, it's our choice to give up our love for ourselves. And we can't do that because there are so, I mean, we live in the land of the free. At least for now we do. But we live in the land of the free. Anybody can start a business. Anybody can do anything that they want to do.
All right, I got a question.
All right, go ahead.
And I knew, and this, I was afraid that, because you're already hitting on so many of the key points that I share with my clients, but it's always great when others can share some of the same commonality or maybe from a different perspective. You're right. I totally agree with you that anyone, and I don't care who you are, you know, I jokingly tell my clients that you can do anything with, as long as it doesn't violate the laws of the universe, which, like, for instance,
right.
gravity. But in regards to starting a business, you know, you get these people, and I'm sure you have gotten them, where they say, well, you know, that sounds, you know, I know you can do it, but I don't think I could do it because I've never done that before. So what do you tell that person that has that, they have that inner voice that speaks to them and says, you know, this is why I put you here, because I truly believe that God will speak to you, maybe not in an audible voice, although sometimes, but
mm-hmm.
But he definitely will speak to you through the Spirit. And so, you know, you have that lady that just feels like, you know, I really would want to do this, but I'm too afraid. I don't know that I can do this. I've never done this before, or I've tried before and it didn't work. What do you say to that person?
Okay, well, number one, fear is a lie. Fear is Satan's way of keeping us down. And we can't believe in lies. We just can't do it. Because if you try, every step that we take in life, whether we succeed or we fail at something, and it's not, in my terminology, a failure, it is experience. Okay, if this didn't work, then let me try it this way. Okay, well, if that didn't work, then let me try it this way. There are so many people in this world. I mean, you look at Oprah, what she went through growing up.
And, good example.
You know, look at her. She didn't let anything keep her down. She was told that she was ugly, that she would never amount to anything. There was things that were done to her, and she did not give up. Look at Tyler Perry, and I love him. Look at him. He had one thing in his mind for years and years and years. He took his own money and he his little plays. And he started off, and there was just a few people in the theater, and he dumped a lot of money into his plays. And he just knew that if he kept on and kept on and kept on, and it was by the grace of God that, and he will tell you that, he's on YouTube, and on all interviews, he will tell you it's the grace of God, his determination to stick with the vision that he was given. And you may not know that God's given you that vision, if you're not a Christian or whatever yet, but you are given a vision. And if you give up on that vision, or you let one little obstacle stand in your way, you're never going to achieve what was meant for you to achieve. I look at it like this, John. When I get to heaven, okay, and this is just my terminology. When I get to heaven, I picture heaven with a glass floor, okay? And if I don't do everything that I feel I was meant to do, and I know where God's taken me, he's already showed me the vision, and all I've got to do is open the doors and walk through them. Because if it's something from God, you're not going to fail. You're going to learn
right.
along the way, but you're not going to fail because God doesn't want you to fail. What kind of God would he be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he gave you a vision, it would never come true.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in heaven and there's a glass floor And I'm standing there with God, and he's showing me, okay, I opened up so many doors for you, but you were afraid to walk through them. So this is the life that you chose for yourself. This is the life that you chose for your family and your children. And I know women who their lights are cut off, they don't have food, they lost their job, and they sit home and they're all depressed and worried about it. Well, what is that doing for your family? It's not doing anything. It's not putting food on the table. You're not getting to where you can bless your family. You're not having anything happy happen to you because you're allowing yourself to fall into depression and not do anything, not get up. So then I look at the floor again, and God shows me, hey, this is what I had planned for you if you would have just walked through those doors.
And that's powerful.
A million times better.
Absolutely. Let me just share something with you and the listeners, because you just hit a chord again. Amazing, amazing. It was, I can almost remember the year and the location. I was sitting at a Denny's restaurant. I was living in the Tampa Bay area, and this was around 1994-ish, somewhere around there. And I was on the verge of, I was in the industry of network marketing, direct sales, and I'll never forget, sitting across from me was my mentor at the time, and he said something to me that actually still pinches when I hear those voices, because he said, I think I know what you should do next, John. And I said to him, really? He said, I think you should quit. And I was like, I'm thinking, I should quit? He said, yeah. And I said, why? He said, because you're too selfish. And I went, too selfish? What are you getting at here? He said, it's all focused on you. He said, you've got to have it your way. If these people don't agree with what you say here, then, you know, you're ready to roll and go out the back door. He said, but you, he said, you must take your eyes off yourself, because your vision is to impact many, many, many people. And as long as your whole focus is about you, you never will. And, you know, I don't know if that resonates with anybody or not, but when I took my eyes, took my vision, so to speak, off of myself, and I put it on other people, and I realized that, you know, there is a bigger impact here, and that I had to realize that the fear, like you're talking about, Bonnie, didn't come from this God that created me. It came from the enemy. And we all have that enemy, and we know what that enemy's name is. And so I'm on a mission right now, and as you are, to awaken people to that idea. And I just love the fact that what you do is such an empowering tool. And this story here, and I'm going to go back and listen to that. I've already took a couple notes. I mean, you're just awesome, and I mean that sincerely. But the way that you just shared that about the floor, and, you know, because, folks, what Bonnie's saying is essentially, look, God has an assignment for you. God has a purpose for you. God has a specific vision for you. Don't try to create something that God has already put in your place, because if you do, it won't work. It won't. The Bible clearly says that without God, you can do nothing. But with God, you can do all things.
That's right.
And Bonnie is just an incredible. She's a witness for that. I mean, her story is speaks abundantly over and over and over again. It's not where you start; it's what's on the inside and what keeps you that driving and to say, I'm not giving in. And so, Bonnie, again, I apologize for interrupting, but I just wanted to share that because, you know, I know there's some guys on the line and maybe they needed to hear that. But the whole point is that don't give in to fear, and you won't give in to fear, in my view, if you know why and you discover why God put you here. Because you're right on. I mean, as my friends say in the United Kingdom, you're spot on, because what you're sharing is truth, that there is a specific reason you're here, and you're either going to follow God's plan, or unfortunately you'll decide on your own. And then there's also that third one, which is to buy into the lies of the enemy, and we know what happens then. So, but anyways, again, please continue.
Well, one of the things that really hit me, now I'm a very, very compassionate person, and I want to help people, and that I knew that from the time I was really little. I just want to help everybody. If somebody's hurt, I'm the first one there. If somebody needs something, I'm right there. And sometimes, you know, I guess I'm just too giving. So it was put to me not too long ago. I was taking a business class, and it was specifically for entrepreneurs, and it was a gentleman that had graduated from the business school at Virginia Tech. And he had his master's degree, and we were all standing up. We were taking turns standing up in front of the classroom, and he was asking us what we were doing and everything. How much money are you making at it, and how much do you want to make? Well, I really couldn't answer that question because I'd rather do everything for free. You know, just let me help people. That's what I'm here for. And he said something to me that just kind of, it was a light bulb that just went off. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. He says, how many people can you help with nothing, with no money at all? And I said, well, it depends on what they need. And he says, okay, let me ask you this. How many people can you help with $100,000? I said, wow, a lot. And he said, well, specifically, what kind of things could you do? And I went through a whole list of stuff that I could do for people. And I work for a nonprofit called Diamond House, and they're on Facebook, too. And we help homeless, battered women, homeless kids, and you wouldn't believe the homeless kids that are walking the streets in every city in America. And I feed them, clothe them. I go to Panera Bread and pick bread up on Thursday nights, and then I deliver bread and pastries to people all in these cities, four cities, every Friday morning. So I thought, well, you know what? That really, then I need to just get serious about my business. So I started praying a lot, and I'm like, God, you know, what do you want me to do? And, I mean, is my business a business or is it a ministry? And he said, I just felt, look, you know, your business is my business.
That's good. That's powerful.
And I said, okay, Lord. I said, so what do you want me to do? And he said to me that, you know, I'm a professional life coach. That is what I went to school for. I trained for that. I'm a minister. I've graduated Bible college. I've done all the stuff that I've paid money into to be able to help other people. So he said, your business is my business. I want you to reach out and help. But even pastors get paid, you know, evangelists gets paid. So it just kind of, he showed me a vision that, yes, there are things in my life as a career that I get paid for, but I turn right around and I give it away. Not all of it, because I have to live and I have to get back and forth to the places that I speak and work with. But the majority of what I do, I give away. But that's me. And without the vision that he gave me, without the abilities that he gave me, without me saying, yes, Lord, I'm scared, but you know what? You've opened the doors. I'm walking through them. I'm getting ready to do something right now that I've never done before. And I'm extremely excited about it, but, you know, I'm nervous about it too. The Lord gave me a vision for a certain conference. And if you guys look me up on Facebook, which will be Bonnie S. Bradshaw, so it's Facebook.com/Bonnie S. Bradshaw, you'll see when I start posting stuff. But I'm putting on this conference bigger than anything that I've ever done. And it's for a specific group of people, which I can't say right yet. And the Lord is just opening up doors like crazy. This week alone, I've had telephone conversations with people from that were on the Oprah show, that heard about what I'm doing, that are helping me get connected to people that I need to be at this retreat conference. And I'm just in awe. But if we are a willing vessel.
Share one thing there, Bonnie, because, again, you're right on something so powerful. I tell people all the time, what you just described, Bonnie, now you may not, maybe you don't call it this, but I'll share with you why I do. I call that a fortuitous intersection, because when you're in alignment with God's word and his plan and his passion for your life, things will happen and you'll go, wow. And see, Tyler Perry, perfect example. Oprah Winfrey, perfect example. And guess what is the key? And by the way, I did interview many years ago. I don't have the recording anymore. but I interviewed somebody that worked with Oprah Winfrey. This is back many years ago. And she had risen to, not to the level she is today, but still was fairly well up there. And one of the things that this lady said was that Oprah, the key there was she never asked, how am I going to make this happen? That, to me, is the key. Because what you're describing and what all of what you're doing right now is you're just following what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 talks about, which is acknowledge him and trust him, and he will direct your path. That's what most people don't do, is they say, well, I don't know how that could ever work. Yeah, I'd really like to make that happen, but I don't know how that's going to work. See, if you provide a big enough why, God takes care of the how. And that's
In this business class that I took, the one thing that I learned, and I love it, and if anybody takes something away from this phone call tonight, take this. When you take a step of faith and you go for your dreams, you've got a vision in your head and you want to make it happen. Well, most of the time you've got to reach out to other people. Don't ask, can we? Will you? Is there a way you can? What you say to them is, how can we make this work?
Excellent.
If you need somebody to help you with something, or you need them to donate some time, you need them to help you somehow or another with, I want to do this, but I'm not quite sure how. Can you give me some advice? Don't ask, can you give me some advice? How can you help me make this happen?
That's powerful.
Because you're not giving them a way out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that's another thing. The fortuitous intersection that I speak about is when people, places and events just pop up. And you're like, you know that in the natural. But see, that's the key, folks. God is a God of supernatural. And so what Bonnie here is, you follow what she's sharing, then it's not about the natural. It's about the supernatural. And that's when the people are there. And when Bonnie is saying, when you know that you know that you know, like Bonnie's mm-hmm. talking about, then you don't say, hey, can you help me with this? It's, how can you? Just like if it's a money situation, many times in my life, when I went through a program that costed me at that time several thousand dollars, I initially said, you know what, I can't afford it. And my mentor said,
oh, I've done that a million times.
Oh, absolutely. I think we all have. But my mentor shared something with me, and it's all about language. He said, yo, I won't say exactly what he said, but he said something to that effect. He said, wait a minute, is that going to further your purpose? Is that going to further your direction in life? I said, well, yeah, I would like it to. He said, no, I'm asking you, will it? And I was like, well, yes. He said, then don't ask that question anymore. Ask, how can I afford it? Not, I can't afford it. Many people come to me, and I'm sure they do you too, Bonnie, and they say, well, you know, I'd really like you to be my coach, or I'd like you to whatever, but I just could never afford it, you know. And I tell them, you know what, you can't afford not to, because it's costing you thousands of dollars a year to maintain what you're living with today. So instead of, I can't afford it, you start asking yourself, how can I afford to make this happen? And I truly mean this. If you're following God's path, like Bonnie's talking about, and living and walking in his light, doors will open up for you that no man, and I mean no man, could ever shut. And guess what?
That's
no
right.
man could ever open. So, again, yeah. I don't want to take away from your thunder, but you are hitting on such incredible, incredible stuff tonight that I just hope everybody goes back and listens to this recording again, because the information that Bonnie is sharing is so incredibly powerful. So we've got about maybe, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 more minutes to go, Bonnie. So go ahead and continue. But the one thing that I'm going to try to be quiet, I promise.
That's okay.
I just got off a call earlier today, and my motor is like revving. And I just want, before you get off the call, if you could share with everybody is to make sure before you get off is to give them, you know, what's the next step. You've already told the audience, you know, if this was the first step. But now that they've heard you at least, you know, share a little bit tonight, here tonight, you know, what is that next step for that person? Because believe me, folks, this lady knows what she's talking about. So go ahead, Bonnie.
Well, number one, if you're on this phone call and you have a vision, I don't care if it's a career vision, being a better mother, being a better wife, or a better situation, a better job. I don't care what it is. Better church, if you feel like you're in the right church. Whatever the situation is, first off, sit down and really with a fresh mind, I don't care if it's in the middle of the night, sit down in a quiet place and think, okay, am I happy? If I'm not happy, then why am I not happy? What is it that I'm missing? Why am I empty inside? If it's a job or whatever, list that down and really think about it. You know, you can be a happy husband, a happy wife. You can have the perfect life and something still not be right, something mm-hmm. empty inside. So you got to figure out, what is it? Is it, you know, your job? Is it your life? Is it whatever it is? Figure it out. And then look at steps on how to achieve your goal. Don't sit back and think, oh, I'm it's this, and I can't do this, and I'm never going to be happy. And, you know, I deal with people that want to commit suicide all the time, and I've got somebody in my family right now who is thinking about doing that, and we've been working with her. But it's because she's not happy, and there's things going on, and she's dwelling on, you know, this isn't going right, and I don't have, you know, a job. I don't have this. I don't have that. Instead of, okay, she's really good at graphic arts. She could be, and she's really good at copywriting. That girl could write a book in a second, but she doesn't believe in herself, and she doesn't want to put forth the effort because that means work. You have to decide what you want, and do you want it bad enough? How bad do you want it? Because nobody's going to walk up to your door and knock on the door and say, here's everything you want in life. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Anything worth having is worth working for. And when you work for it, you appreciate it more.
Amen.
And just go out and get what you want. It's out there. Just go get it.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, how important would you say, you know, and you haven't used this specific word, but I know because I've followed you to know that you believe this, but, you know, you talked about the why, but when you've run into the obstacles and the challenges, because I'm sure you have, and if you haven't, I'm going to be a little frustrated because I did something wrong here. When you ran into that and you knew what your purpose was and you knew it was a God-given purpose, and you knew the vision that God had given you because it was speaking to you each and every day, and it got you up every day. And when you went to bed at night, you knew that you saw it, you felt it. Mm-hmm. And then when you ran into those challenges, because we all run into them, as a matter of fact, in God's Word it says you will. You know, what kind of a difference did that make versus when you were going through life and maybe you didn't quite have that situation? Just speak to the folks a little bit about the importance of that.
Well, I can't sit here and say that I've never, you know, been sad or worried or fearful or, you know, come to an obstacle and thought, oh, I can't take another step, you know, forget this, it's too hard. But if one person can't help you, take another route. Go to somebody else. Because we all need help from people. My advice is don't give up, and that is the biggest thing as far as my life is gone. I have a vision. I see it. You know, I've kind of got tunnel vision. I know what my life is supposed to be. I know where I'm going to be 5 years from now. I've already seen it. Not everybody is like that, but you've got to get up every morning. You've got to put one foot in front of the other every single day. And whatever your biggest fear is, the one thing I don't like is constantly calling people, you know, and staying on the telephone because I've got so much other stuff that I want to create to help people. So I've just prayed and prayed and prayed, and I'm like, God, I need, you know, an office away from the house that I can go to because I have 5 kids from 7 to 19 living in the house. And the office isn't always quiet, so I need a place I can go to, but I really don't want to spend the money because then that takes away from what I really want to do. And, Lord, I really could use an administrative assistant, but I don't have a lot of money to spend on somebody because that takes away from what I really want to do by reaching out and helping the needy. So just one day, I mean, I just prayed and prayed. And when I heard, you know, don't ask, can, ask, how can we make this happen? Well, I went to my pastor, and we had an extra desk at the office, and I just was kidding with him one day, and I said, how can we make this happen? I need an extra desk. And he says, well, my secretary's here. Desk, use it whenever you want to. I don't care. I said, okay, so that's free. And Lord and behold, now the church secretary is now working with me to help me to get this conference going. So everything that I needed, all I had to do was ask.
And you know, that's so scriptural. That's in, I believe it's Matthew 7:7, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just have to put one foot in front of the other. You have to believe in yourself. Know that your vision, if your vision is good and beneficial to you, your family, and others, it's not something that's going to hurt somebody, then you know that it's a good thing. And you just have to go out and get what you want. But you have to figure out what that is and never give up.
Amen. That is so true. That's powerful stuff right there. All right. Well, as we've got about 4 minutes left, and what I'd like you to do now is which is not easy for some people, but I'm believing that you'll be able to do it. I want you to promote yourself or any community website, product, just anything so that my audience can learn a little bit more about who you are. Who is, you know, and you've shared who Bonnie Bradshaw is, but I would like everybody to get a better idea, to embrace you and to support you in prayer and also just in just getting to know who you are. So, you know, just share with people anything you want to share in regards to the things you're currently doing and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, again, I'm Bonnie Bradshaw. I'm from Suffolk, Virginia. I'm married to Glenn. We're both ordained pastors. We have 8 children. 3 we birth had, and the rest of them are adopted. I have a granddaughter. I'm a coach, a professional life coach. I'm a speaker and an author. I work with youth and mainly women. Women is my passion for fulfillment. You can find me at facebook.com/ Bonnie S. Bradshaw or / Code Red Ladies. My website is www.coderedladies.com. I also have a website that's bonniespeaks.com. And I travel all over the United States. I've been asked to go abroad, which I'm in the process of getting my visa, well, my passport now, and to speak, minister to women, to foster children aging out of foster care, homeless, women getting ready to get out, you know, of jail. We are putting together a program for them to kind of readjust back into their community. And so my passion is definitely the empowerment of women, and I can say individuals at large. Anything that I can do to help, to minister, to build programs, I sign for the deaf as well, and so does my husband. We start deaf ministries at different churches. And my passion is just to go all over America, all over the world, and build communities of powerful women that believe in each other so that they can reach out and build powerful communities themselves.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Bonnie, I have a strong suspicion because what I typically do, and a lot of people don't know that I do this, but I actually email often because we get email addresses for people that actually go to our website and request to get added to our list, and they get all the recordings, which, folks, you can go to www.targetingexcellence.com. Now, Bonnie's recording will not be up tonight. Matter of fact, it'll probably be a couple of days before it's there, but it will be there. But by doing that, what I do is I'll look at those emails, and I'll see who's been showing up on the calls, and I'll email people, and I'll say, hey, you know, in the last 6 months or the last year, Is there anyone you'd like to have come back? And so far I've had, I think, two or three people that we've brought back. And I get a strong feeling that Bonnie is going to be one of those people that we will bring back at some point again in 2013. Because I know, for one thing, she's definitely blessed me with this call. And I truly believe that there's at least one, if not more, that have been blessed by the presence of what she has shared with all of us tonight. So, again, Bonnie, I want to thank you for coming on the call. I sincerely appreciate it. Your message is
powerful. Well, Don, if I could just say one more thing.
Oh, sure.
My book,
go right ahead.
I'm in the process of finishing up my bio, my childhood, which is a very interesting read. As soon as that's done, I will let you know. And I'm also working on a 7 steps to success in any situation. And that should be done probably by the end of the summer, and that'll be ready.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely keep me abreast of that, and I'll make sure that I make all of our listeners aware. And again, I would imagine Bonnie has room on her Facebook account to add more friends. So if I was you, I would definitely put a friend request in for Bonnie, and if you want, just send her a message and say, hey, I was on that Targeting Excellence call and would love to be your friend, and I'm sure she'll accept. So again, Bonnie,
I'd love
again,
to hear that.
Yeah, well, again, you've blessed us with your presence and the information that you've shared with us tonight. So I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for you being on the call. So again, be looking for me to contact you again, because I'm sure we'll be wanting you to come back.
Well, if anybody's looking for a good verse to go through, have your listeners go through Colossians 3:1-17, and it'll be an interesting read.
Ooh, I'm going to write that down, because that is not one that I normally promote, but if it's in the Bible, I know it's good. So hang on one second.
Colossians 3:1-17.
Colossians 3:1-17. Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, John, thank you so much for having me on, and I hope I helped or blessed somebody.
Oh, there's no question. No question. I've already had, because I periodically check back on my regular Facebook account, and I've already had 3 people saying, she's talking to me. So,
well, good.
So
God bless
I already know that you've blessed people. You're just a fantastic lady, and I am honored to call you my friend. So,
well, I'm honored that you're mine as well, and thank you again. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, believe me. So with that, folks, we're going to end the call. But I do want to mention one thing, because people have been asking, and I think it's very nice of you to ask this. Next week, there's no guest. The guest will be John Ramsey. So I'll be sharing a teaching for everybody. So I hope you come back. Again, it's same time, same phone number, same deal. So with that, everybody, I want to say good night, take care, God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.